Rachel, I know that you you had an opportunity to pray for your netball coach recently. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that and what the problem was?
Basically, one Saturday I was playing, and afterwards she was playing for her match, and so I went to watch, and she came off halfway through, and then afterwards I found out that she had a problem with Achilles, which was like they've been inflamed and there's a lot of pain, and she hasn't been able to play a full match for like months. and then that Wednesday night, my dad offered to pray for her.
Okay, so you guys got a chance to pray for her. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what happened and what happened after that?
So after my training on Friday, me and my dad prayed for her. She felt really warm and relaxed and really comfort. And then that night she Facebooked me saying that it had been healed and that there was no pain. And then on Monday, Have County, and she'd pulled me to the side and said that it has changed because, like, she used to stagger out of bed in pain, and now she's healed. She's completely healed.
And she's been able to play full games of netball since as well, hasn't she? Okay, cool. Rachel, what would you say you learned through this experience, and what would you say to other people who want to pray for people that they meet?
Basically just to step out of your comfort zone and that, like, it's not as scary as you think. and, like, if you just ask to pray for someone, then all they're going to say is no or yes. So if yes, then it'll be awesome.
Can we thank Rachel very much?